We're up to tragic hay on it. I left the body.
Okay.
Motzi tefillin, machnisim zug zug. Person finds tefillin on Shabbos, so he can't carry them. They're out in Rishus HaRabim. He doesn't want to leave them there. And the Gemara in Beitza says there's two dangers to the tefillin. One is that dogs will come and take them, and the other that people will steal them. If the Lishkin come and steal them, they probably won't be desecrated. But if dogs take them, they'll be desecrated. So Tulsa says they have to be in danger of dogs, but not just Lishkin. Other Rishonim say, the way they learned the Gemara in Beitza, they have to be in danger of both of them. But if only one, it's not enough. And other Rishonim say either one's enough. If it's in danger of being stolen or desecrated by dogs, either case, this halach is relevant. Tulsa also mentions, what's this parrot doing in Erevin? Lachor has nothing to do with Erevin. Has to do more with Hotzah of Shabbos, just like the parakim we had in Shabbos about saving things from a fire or whatever, which is very similar. So Tosfos says, because at the end of the Mishnah, it says you can even take them Chutz L'Tchum. So since it mentions Chutz L'Tchum, so it put it in Erev. So Machnis and Zug Zug. So you can bring them in by wearing them the normal way you wear tefillin. One Shel Yad and one Shel Rosh. And then you keep coming back and wearing another pair. You can't wear more than one pair at a time, and you can't wear them l'chora in a place that's not tefillin. You have to put them one on your arm or one on your head. Ram Gamliel Omer Shnayim Shnayim. Ram Gamliel says you can wear two pairs, two on each arm, two on the head. B'medvar Mamurim B'yishonos. That's only with the old tefillin that you know for sure it's tefillin. But if it's new tefillin, we'll see in one second what that means, what the musig of new, where you could be the not tefillin. They're just an amulet that were written like tefillin. Then they don't have any kedusha. And potter. Potter means that you don't have to either. The Rambam also means you don't have to take them, you can leave them. Because since it's a suffix, whether they're really tefillin and desecrating their kedusha would be a problem, or they're just stam an amulet, and then there's no problem. I see you're potter. But if you want to, since there's a suffix, maybe they're tefillin, you can put them on and take them and carry them also that way. And the right that holds usher. You can't, since, we'll see, Shabbos is not the time for tefillin, and therefore wearing tefillin on Shabbos is a b'dievet. Here, where you're not sure if they're tefillin altogether, just leave them there. Matzon tzvasim okrichos. If you found them in what's it called, bunches, and the Gemara will discuss what the difference between tzvasim and krichos are, then you can't wear all of them. It's too many, even according to Rav Gamliel. And it's too much to keep coming back so many times. Then you sit there and watch them and guard them till Shabbos is over, and then you bring them to safety. The sakana, when there's a sakana, when the goyim made a gzeir against wearing tefillin, and putting them on would be a sakana for you. Then you cover, and also waiting for them there would be a sakana, right? Because the goyim would see that you're protecting these tefillin. So then you do whatever you can to preserve their honor. You cover them over, and you go. Reb Shimon Omer, Nosum lechavero, lechavero lechavero, ad shemagia lechotz rachitzom. Reb Shimon says another answer, that you get a line of people, less than Dalet Amos, one from the other, and you hand from one person to another, so nobody is maver more than Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim, until you get to the outer chotzer. And then how do you bring it in to the chotzer? To be maver less than Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim is not osur. But how do you get from the Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid? So there, some say what you do is you put it on a Mokum tour, and then you take it from the Mokum tour into Rishus HaYochid, even though normally you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be maver from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, Midrabanan, Derech Mokum tour, because we're afraid you'll do it directly without the Mokum tour. But in this case, because of the tefillin, they were matter that. Or, there's another possibility, that one person puts it down in Rishus HaRabim, picks it up again, And then, what's it called? The other person grabs it from his hand. So it's Zeh Oker V'Zeh Miniach, which is also only Osim of the Rabbanim. Right? Because neither one made a Akira and Hanocha. And even though normally that's Osir, but for the sake of the Tefillin, it's Mutter. V'chein b'no. No shmu v'chavero, v'chavero, chavero, afilu mo'er. Same thing goes if you have a child that throws a tantrum, and he can't walk, and you have to carry him. So, same thing. You give him from person to person, in what's called Rishus Arabim, even 100 people. And you hand from one person to the other. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no saying Adam Chavis to Chavero, the Chavero, Chavero, Afilu Chutzlutro. Right? You can have this chain of people, even to go outside the Tchum. And some say this is only talking Lidvar Mitzvah. Right? You need this Chavis, and there's no way to transport it, and it's Lidvar Mitzvah. And some say even Lidvar Yerushos. Amrulo, lo tahal, tahal, zu, yosu, mirag, lebalel. No, you can't catch it out the Tchum. The Tchum can't go past where the person who owns the Chavis can go. Can't take it outside the Tchum, right? That not. All these other Eterim are okay. But to take it outside the Tchum of the person who owns it is also. Okay.
So you see me? What? Right. Not on the first case.
Right. Where instead of just covering it over, you have another Eitzah besides covering it over. Okay, I seem to remember, I don't remember now exactly, that there's a shaila whether you have to have as many people to be able to get it to the other place where people can keep changing place. In other words, you have two people. One hands it to one, and then the other guy runs less than four tvachim away, four amas away, and the other guy hands it to him. But I think there's some who hold that you can't do that, because we're afraid that since you only have two people, somebody will forget, and you'll end up doing more than arba amas. If you have a line of people, and they're stationary, less than arba amas, there's less chance that you're going to end up doing it more than arba amas. If you have people changing their position, it's a different story. But I don't, not sure. So let's take a look and see. You find tefillin in a place that they would be lost, either because like dogs would come and take them, or because listim would come. So machnisim le'iru, but if they're in a protected place, then you just leave them there. Machnisim le'iru le'bayis, so you're allowed to bring them into the city, into your house. Zug zug, echad b'rosh v'echad b'zro. V'haynu zug, k'dera shalov sham b'chol. You're allowed to take one pair of tefillin at a time. One shall yad, one shall rosh, and wear them the way you normally wear them. The chos are tamid, and then you come back and you take another pair. Umachnisan zugach or zugach yichlo. You take them one pair at a time until they're finished. Shnayim shnayim, and Rav Gamliel holds no, you can take two pairs at a time. Zug berosh and zug bisroa. Two shall roshes and two shall yads. Ubigmara boy time of my ninu. Gemara will discuss why dafka two. If you can take more than one already, why don't you put three or four on? If you can see that they look like they're tefillin for sure, they have the kesher on the shalrosh of the shalrosh, right? And the yod on the shalyad, then you know they're tefillin. The yesh ben kedusha, then they have kedusha, and you can't leave them there. So then you have to do one of these eitzes. But if they're new tefillin and you can't see they weren't yet made with the kesher, so maybe they're just an amulet. Be'alma, they ain't been kedusha, they have no kedusha. El benasim kilchasim, tefillin only have kedusha if they're made kalacha. Da'ainu l'shmat, they're made l'shmat. Yilkach lo mechalin and Shabbos alayu. Therefore, the Rabbana didn't give you this heter to either wear them on Shabbos or whatever. We'll see is wrong with it. Tzvasim ksharim ksharim harbi tefillin b'chol kesher. They're tied together in a group. A lot of tefillin together. Ligmar mefarish my tzvasim or my krichos. We'll discuss the difference between tzvasim and krichos. Machshech aleihem yam tinat shetechshach. Then you can't. There's too many to take. So you wait till it gets dark. Motzei Shabbos. The Yeshiv Shom, you sit there
watching them, guarding them. The Ishmarain, Lashach Teshach, Yitlan Yach. When it gets dark, take them all together. The Gemara Parech, the Lailin, Zug Zug. Why don't you just take them apart and wear one pair at a time and keep coming back? Why here is it different than when you find a lot of pairs separate that you just keep coming back? Why here can't you keep coming back? The Sakana, Sheinu Yachol HaHamtin Shom, you can't wait there. When Mishyorim Nail is in your face, you'll stay there out in the field, you'll be attacked. Right? I think others learn the Sakana means that the Goyim Hasard, what's it called, the Tefillin. And therefore it's a Sakana to wear them. The Chlap. It's not going only on the case of krichos. It's going on the case of wearing them. You can't wear them. So then, nosin chavir v'chavir v'chavir. T'chol chad v'chad lo mamti lo arva amas. Nobody is moving four amas in Rishus HaRabim. L'chotz rachitzon l'shoir, when you get to the outer courtyard of the city, shumokam u'shtamer l'shom, that's the first place that they could be put and guarded. So then you put them there. And even though it's Rishus HaYochid, we said the various ways of getting from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid in a way that would only be also with the Rabbanim. The chen deno she alatato imo shom besod v'shavas, right? So Rashi says, not what I said. That's not talking where your kid threw a tantrum in the middle of the whatever, but the kid was born in the field, so you got to get him home first time. So you do this, but it applies to the other case too. Lo sahalach ze yosim erag li balera, and Rabbi Yehuda says you can even take it out of the tchum. Right. So the Chachamim say no, can't go farther than where the person who owns it is allowed to go. Einam yichol marchikam mitchum shvisas bailim, hakolot nimimah she'irvu abailim. Whatever area the owner of the chavis is allowed to walk, you're allowed to take the chavis to that point through dalramas, whatever. They weren't matter to take it chutz l'tchum, even though they were matter to carry it less than arba amas from shisarab. Okay, so more. Zug echodin, tvei lo. According to the Tanakhama, you can only take one pair of tefillin at a time, not more. Le matnan stamed lo krav meir. Let's say the Mishnah is stam, not like Rav Meir. And we know most stam Mishnahs are Rav Meir. De ikar Rav Meir, ha'omer lo vesh koma sheyochol lebosh, va'otek koma sheyochol latov. Rav Meir, when it comes to saving things from a fire, holds you're allowed to put on any amount of clothing that you could wear. Right, and what's it called, and save it from the fire, and here, Rav Meir, if this Mishnah is Rav Meir, you're only allowed to wear one pair of tefillin, which you normally wear, but more than that, not. Why not? B'chora, just like you're allowed to wear 10 jackets, why can't you wear 10 pairs of tefillin? This man, u'l'sham motzi kol klei tashmisho, right, you're allowed to, when a house is on fire, you're allowed to take out into a chotzer that you didn't make an eruv with, which normally you wouldn't be allowed to take from the house into the chotzer, all your clay tashmish, all your household articles, below vesh kol mashiyachol lebosh. You can wear whatever you can wear. Vahotek kol mashiyachol lebosh. Put on your head, whatever you can cover your head with. Vahas vahistam, mimayder of Meiri. How do you know that mission is remade? Tani Allah, Loveish Umotzi Uposhe, the Loveish Umotzi Uposhe, Afilu Kola Yom Kulo, Divra Meir. You see, for a mayor, that you can put on and take off whatever you need, right, the whole day. So maybe our mission that says you can only wear one pair of tefillin is not Rameir. And Tosis points out later on there's a price that says Rameir says Beferish, that this is what you do. So how could the Gemara even ever have a mina? So it says the Gemara didn't know that price yet. Amar Rava, afilu tamer of Meir. You could even say that it goes according to Rav Meir. Hosam derech mabusho kechol shavya. Right? There, the Rabbanan said, whatever you could wear during the week, conceivably you could put on 10 jackets if you want. So on Shabbos, they were matter you to put on 10 jackets to save them from the fire. Kechol shavya, Rabbanan. But over here, you never wear more than one tefillin, a pair of tefillin at a time. You wear one pair of tefillin, you don't wear two pairs of tefillin. And therefore, the Rabbanan will matter you what you normally do during the week. During the week, you normally, if you're cold, wear more than two jackets. More than a jacket. Even 10 jackets, if you're cold. But during the week, you never wear more than one pair of tefillin. That's how Rashi learns. Chasam de bechol kama de boy lovish linyan hatzol anami shorolei rabbanan. Just like during the week, you can wear as many as you want. But over here, by tefillin, you don't normally wear more than one pair. Chachad de bechol nami zugechad in tefillo linyan hatzol anami zugechad in tefillo. So let's see how Rashi learns, and we'll see Rashi very difficult. Rashi, lo veish kol mashi yochol lelbosh, linyan hatzol is dleik atanan, b'chol kisvei hakodesh. This is said in concerning to saving things from a fire. But the shamu molti lechotzer shesmucha ledleika. You're allowed to take that into a chotzer that's not mehura. So they ask, lechora, maybe the answer is poshut. When you're taking from a house into a chotzer that's not mehura, you're allowed to take as much as you want, wear as much as you want. But here we're talking taking from Rishus HaRabin into Rishus HaYochid. Maybe there, Rav Meir holds, you can only take one at a time. So the Rishonim say basically that there shouldn't be a chiluk with that. The Gemara held that just like over there, you can wear whatever, and it's also with the Rabbana, and here the same thing, it's only with the Rabbana. So why would the Rabbana be more machmir over there than over here? Hasam the koi b'shar malbushim, the kama the boy lovish b'chol. There it's talking about other clothing. Conceivably, people sometimes put on more than one jacket or whatever, even more than one shirt at a time. Zug yechodim. But over here, right, you never more than wear more than one pair of tefillin because Shabbos Shabbos man tefillinu. Because this man the Omer holds that Shabbos you could put on tefillin. It's man tefillin. Okay? That's why it's mutter. Because you normally could wear tefillin on Shabbos. If you wanted to put on tefillin on Shabbos, you're allowed to. And therefore, it's normal to wear one pair of tefillin, just like you wear during the week. And because of atzol, they didn't permit him more than one. Okay. Tosfos says different pshat. Tosfos says that's not the reason. Because, what's it called? If this man the Omer holds tach, this man tefillin, this man mash in the Gemara like that, this is a pashut reason. He says that this man the Omer taka holds Shabbos is man tefillin, therefore you're not allowed to wear more than one pair of tefillin at a time. It's matosah. You're adding to the mitzvah. You're making two mitzvahs, but there's only one. Two shel roshes, two shel yads. And the halacha is that if it's the zman of the mitzvah, then you're over Baltosif even without Kavona. Just putting it on. Without any Kavona, you're over. But if it's not the time of the mitzvah, then you have to have Kavona, the Shem Mitzvah, to be over the Yisra Baltosif. Because if you don't have Kavona, the Shem Mitzvah, it's not two mitzvahs. It's not a mitzvah. So in other words, if, what's it called, during the Zman of the mitzvah itself, you're over Shalom Kavona. When it's not the Zman of the mitzvah, then you have to have specific Kavona, the Shem Mitzvah, to be over Baltosif. So therefore, since this man the Omer holds, Shabbos is man tefillin, you're not allowed to wear more than one pair. Because even if you don't have kavana, you're still going to be over. Okay. Ram Gamliel Omer Shnayim Shnayim. Ram Gamliel says you can wear two pairs at a time. Mikasar. What does Ram Gamliel hold? That you're allowed to take more than one pair, but not more than two pairs. If he holds a Shabbos as a time for putting on tefillin, then like Rashi says, then it's normal to wear tefillin on Shabbos, but it's only normal to wear one pair. So then it makes sense to say only one pair, but not two pair. So why doesn't Gamliel say you can wear two pair? And according to Tosfos, if he holds man tefillin, then it's baltosif to wear more than one pair. So that's why he should hold one pair and not more than one pair. The ikasavar Shabbos loves man tefillin, or if he holds a Shabbos, not the time for wearing tefillin. Umishum hatzala, and the only reason you're putting them on Shabbos is to save them from desecration, right? Derech malbu shor l'rabbanan afilu tvei namid. If the whole reason is because it's the normal way during the week that you wear these things, and the rabbanan will not you to wear them on Shabbos, even though it's not a time for tefillin, right? Then just like when you put on clothing. As many as you could possibly wear, why over here can't you put on as many tefillin? Not just two. Why not more than two? And the way Tosfos learns, if Shabbos is man tefillin, so then you don't even need Kavanah to be over Baltoshet, so how can you put on more than one pin? If Shabbos is Lavzman Tefillin, and you need Kavanah to be over Baltoshet, don't have Kavanah L'shem Mitzvah, just L'shem Malbush, I'm just wearing it as an article of clothing, and then you can put on as many as you want. Why Dafka too? That's the question. Mara says, La'olam kesavar Shabbos Lavzman Tefillin. Really, Rabban Gamliel holds Shabbos is Lav's Mantil. The Kishora Rabbanan in Atzora, Derech Malbush, the Mokum Tfilin. But the Rabbanan were only matter to wear Tfilin in the place where Tfilin are normally worn. And more than two pairs of Tfilin can't be in the place where they're normally worn. Rashi learns because if they're not in their normal place, they stick out too much and they look like you're carrying them. But if they're in their normal place, it looks like wearing them. And Tosfos learns that doesn't look like carrying, it's mamish carrying. You can only wear clothing that you normally wear that way. But you can't tie a jacket around your neck. So you can't put tefillin on in a place over around your knee, right? You can't put tefillin. It has to be in the place where the tefillin normally go to be considered a malbush. Rashi. A mica sover. The Kashori Shnaim Shnaim of a Tvela. Where's Rav Gamliel hold that he holds you can take more than one pair, but not more than two? Ikasavar Shabbos Man Tvelin Hu Mishum Hochi Shori. Avalatsule Tvelin and Mitzvavo. That's why, if he holds his Man Tvelin, then you could conceivably put on Tvelin the Shem Mitzvah, so then the way that you put on Tvelin is normally one pair, the Shem Mitzvah. Lav's Man Tvelin Hu Bishori Rabbanan Derek Malbush Mishum the Tachshitu, the Gabe, the Lo Mosri. Elamai, he holds Shabbos as Lachman Tefillin. Really, you shouldn't wear Tefillin on Shabbos. But, over here, they permitted you to put it on to save it. So that's the case, that you're putting it on, not L'shem Mitzvah. When you put it on, you're not wearing Tefillin, and therefore carrying them as the Mitzvah, which is like Tzitzis. Tzitzis, since the Mitzvah, it's not called carrying, it's attached to the begging. If it's possible and there is no Mitzvah, you're carrying the Tzitzis. You can't just tie strings onto your beged. So, if it's a mitzvah, then you're wearing it the same mitzvah. Then you can only wear one pair. You can't put on two pairs of tefillin. Elamai, it's no mitzvah. And you're wearing it as a tachshit. You're wearing it because it's like an ornament. Then if it's an ornament, you can wear as many as you want. Just like clothing. You can wear clothing, even though it's not normal to wear 10 suit jackets, but you're allowed to do that, right? Mara says, "B'makom tefillin, haroy laniach lo tefillin, she'ein kol harosh kosher laniach tefillin." It has to be in the place where you normally wear tefillin. Then it's called a tachshit. Elakod kod levad. You only put it on your forehead or the top of your head. The choris yeshom shat tefillin yoshvim bo ve'einam boltim kol kach. In that place, the tefillin fit normally and they don't stick out to either side. Kidla kamon. If you put it in a place on your head where it's not fit to wear tefillin, then it's not a tachshit. Because then they stick out too much. Tosha says it's not a tachshit because that's not the normal place where you wear it. Forget about the sticks out too much. It wouldn't stick out too much. But you can't wear a jacket around your foot. You can't wear tefillin in a place that's not normal for a tachshit or tefillin. It's not a tachshit except where it's normally worn. Okay, so we still don't know why two. We know why not more than one. Why not more than two? But the chorin and two should be also two. Yochi zug echad nami in tefillo. That's the case. If you can only wear it in the place where tefillin is normally worn, the chorin that only applies to one pair. Rav Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak, Mokum yesh barosh, laniach bo shtei tefillin. No. You could conceivably, even though you're not allowed to wear two tefillin at the same time, but the makom tefillin is big enough for two pairs of tefillin. And therefore the Divrei Chaim says people who have this mirror and look to make sure that the tefillin is exactly in the middle of their head is narishkeit. He says, makom midin buris. So it's not good for a man to look in a mirror altogether. So you're doing something that Shulchan Aruch says a man shouldn't do. And you're doing it for no purpose. Because you could have two. Along the forehead, there's place for two tefillin. Doesn't have to be exactly in the middle. Other issues, the Mishonim, and other Achronim argue on him. And they say when it says, Mokum Yesh, the Shnei Tefillin, it doesn't mean sideways, because it has to be Bein Einecha. has to be lined up. It means you can have one in back of the other. There's enough space on the head to put tefillin one behind the other. And till the place where the baby's head is soft, you have plenty of room. But taka has to be lined up in the middle. Others hold even if it has to be lined up in the middle, it's good enough to fake through. You don't have to have a mirror, what's it called, because mirrors on their tefillin or whatever. It's not necessary. And that's pretty much what the poskim that we follow hold. It's not necessary to have a mirror to look exactly. It's enough just to approximate with your finger or hand that it's in the right place. Oh, 1 second. So Tosa says from here, you see that there's a shear to tefillin. Because otherwise, how do you say, mokum, what's it called, there is for two pairs of tefillin, if there's no shear. And Tosa says, what is a shear? Two etzbas by two etzbas. And there's a machlokus in that. Is that the maximum shear or the minimum shear? Right. But in any case, that's pretty much a shear of tefillin. Probably it's the minimum shear, not the maximum shear. So Mar says, honey, for the rosh, that's good for the rosh. How about the yatz? We know now that there's enough space on the head to put two pairs of tefillin, and therefore there's a big area on the head that's called makom tefillin. So when you put the two pairs to carry them, to wear them, to save them, right, they're both the makom tefillin. The yad ma'ik of the neighbor, what about the hand? Kivrafuna. Dom Rafuna, Panim Shodam Bomina Soda, the Kavilaso Arosho. Sometimes a person comes home from work, from the field, and he has his load on his head, he used to carry their packages on their head. Umasalkami Rosho, he takes the tefillin off his head, the kosher of Bizroa, and he puts him on his arm. So therefore, it's sometimes, not that you're yotzei the mitzvah like that, but it's normal to wear tefillin shel rosh on the hand too, and you already have your shaliach. So that means it's normal to wear two pairs of tefillin on the hand too. Where it says, Emer davar rav huna shelo yinig bo en derech bizoyin. Roy mi omer. That's only that because you're carrying your package on your head, they shouldn't have the tefillin on the head too. So you put it on your arm, that you shouldn't put it in your pocket. It's more of a covet to at least put them on your arm. But what's it called? But that's called the makom haroi l'tefillin. For sure, it's only the shalosh, not two shalyat. Ela k'dom rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Makom yesh barosh, shalroi l'aniach bo shtei tefillin. Hachinami, makom yesh b'yad, shalroi l'aniach bo shtei tefillin. There's on the hand also. There's enough space in the place where tefillin can be put on the arm for two pairs of tefillin. So the entire area, that entire area is called Mokum Aroy L'Tefillin, and therefore wearing two pair is wearing them in their normal place. Rashi. The Mokum Tefillin, Aroy L'Aniach Bo Tefillin. Rabbi Gamliel holds that you're allowed to wear tefillin only in the place that's Roy to wear tefillin normally. Shein kol arosh kosher l'niach tefillin. Can't put tefillin anywhere on your head. Ela kod kod levas. V'chritz yesham shat tefillin yoshtim bo. V'einim bolstim kol kachy l'kamo. V'shabes nami ba'asud lo chosy le lav tachshitu. If you wear the tefillin in a place that's not proper for it, for the mitzvah, then it's not even a tachshit. Shabot and yoshtim yidai v'avik ha-mosu. Because then they stick out too much and they're called mosu. Right? And Tosha says, Nirada Tamishum to a mikri malbush el vamakum sharagal anicha b'chol. Just like a jacket, it's not called a malbush, but you put it around your legs. Diyad, ein kol azroa kosher l'tefillin ela kiboris kidla kamot. The only place that's okay for tefillin is the kiboris. And Tosha explains that the kiboris is the part between the elbow and the shoulder. And some hold that whole area is okay. And some hold only the bottom half of that area. That's halfway between the shoulder and the elbow, down, that's the place, basically on the muscle. That's what we hold, it's on the muscle, but the muscle is big enough that you could put two small pair of tefillin on the muscle itself. This area, from halfway down till the elbow, there's room for two small pairs of tefillin. So that's okay. It's not proper to put a package on top of your tefillin. Therefore, they said, instead of putting it in your pocket, wrap it around your arm. Roy mi omar tefabi Shabbos lema de tachshito. But that's called a tachshit. That's called the place where you normally put tefillin. Because sometimes when you have a package on your head, you wrap them around your arm. Sometimes when you have a package on your head, you put your hat maybe on your arm too. That's not the place that the hats are normally worn. That should be considered a tachshit. Kiboris Avram Tsoi Shabizroa, right? It's the middle place of the Zroa. And from Rashi's Mashma, the middle place means here's your hand, here's your upper arm, here's your forearm. The forearm is the middle place. And Tosis brings down their arm of force you must say, right, even though he says Rashi doesn't mean that, but he says their force you must say he puts tefillin on your forearm. Not up here. But he says Mashma from all the sources that tefillin are connected aleph. So this is not connected aleph, only here's connected aleph. So all sources also says you put tefillin on here. But from this Rashi you could think that's on the forearm, and just brings down there our opinion that the kiboris is the forearm. It's the middle. Because otherwise not the middle. Where's the middle? Okay, let's go on. Tana de Menashe. Al Yodcha zu kiboris. Where's the arm? The kiboris. We said the kiboris is the upper arm. Bene necho ze kodkod. Bene necho means above your forehead. Heche amri de verabianai, makom shemocho shal tinek rofes. Where is that exactly? Where's the kodkod? Till the place where the skull of a child has not yet hardened. There's cartilage that connects where the skull, the different parts of the skull connect. And by a baby, it's soft. The soft spot. Till that spot is called kodkod. After that, it's called the back of the head. But the front of the head, which is called kodkod, is till that spot. Moris says, Lema v'drag Shmuel bar Yitzchok mifligei. The Tanakama less lay drag Shmuel bar Yitzchok. V'drag Gamliel is lay drag Shmuel bar Yitzchok. So now, maybe the machlokas is, how big of an area do you have to put tefillin? Maybe you can only put it mamish in the front of your head, right above the forehead. And then there's not place for two tefillin. But if you hold that, you can put it back here, then b'chora, there is place. And here it's mashma also, that the place for two tefillin is not side by side, but by one in back of the other. Otherwise, why does it have to do with Shmuel bar Yitzchok? Everybody holds that, what's it called, can be back there, or even if it's not back there, even if everybody else can't put it back there, you still put them side by side in the front. Verse is low. The Kulei Alma is Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok. Everybody holds, like Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok, that you have an area to put the tefillin back till the place where the baby's head is soft. The Chacha b'Shabbos man tefillin k'mifluke. Here the machlokas are different machlokas. The machlokas is Shabbos man tefillin or not? The Tanakama server Shabbos man tefillin who? Therefore, you can't put on more than one pair of tefillin. It's about Tosef. And even though you don't have kavana for mitzvah tefillin, but l'maisa, you're what's it called? You're wearing the tefillin. You don't need kavana. You're over about Tosef even without kavana. Bizman hamitzvah. From Gamliel server Shabbos loves man tefillin who? Right? And Rav Gamliel holds Shabbos is not the time for tefillin. Therefore, since it's not the time for tefillin, you'd have to have kavana, dafka to be yotze the mitzvah, to be over baltosin. And that you don't have kavana, you have kavana just to save it. So therefore it's okay. The Iboy Seima, another possibility. The Kulei Alma Shabbos man tefillin. Everybody holds Shabbos is man tefillin. Okay? V'hacha b'mitzvah srichas kavana k'mitzvah. Here they're arguing if mitzvahs need kavana to be yotze. And the male, if you need kavana to be yotze the mitzvah, then you need kavana to be over baltosit. Because without kavana, it's not a mitzvah. Baltosit means you're doing two mitzvahs in the place of one. But if you don't have kavana, then you're not doing two mitzvahs. The one you don't have kavana is not a mitzvah. So in order to be over baltosit, even bismanho, you need kavana. So if you have kavana, not the same mitzvah, you have kavana to wear it, not the mitzvah, it's fine. But if you hold mitzvahs ain't shrikas kavana, right? That the old mitzvahs, right? How come mitzvahs shrikas kavana? Tanakama is over lotzei spoy kavana. The Tanakama holds, in order to be yotzei, you need kavan. Bring the meal sober, low boy kavan. Ah, one second. So therefore, everybody holds that Shabbos is man tefillin. But it's only if you're wearing them. No, that makes sense. Ah, okay, Rashi said this. What the Gemara means is the following. That Shabbos is man tefillin. The reason they were permitted you to wear it is because you're mekayim a mitzvah. And therefore, and if you're not mekayim a mitzvah, the Tanakhama holds, it's a muscle. It's not carried. You can't wear tefillin as a tachshit. It's no such thing. Tefillin is only worn as a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, then it's called carry. So the Tanakhama holds that therefore you have to mechavim the shem mitzvah. If you have to mechavim the shem mitzvah, so then what's the cause? You only wear one pair. Because you can't wear two pairs of shem mitzvah. And Rav Gamliel holds, no. Rav Gamliel holds that you don't need kavana to be yotze. And therefore, so there's a mitzvah if you don't have kavana, but there's no baltosif, because baltosif is special. Even if you hold mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, that's to be yotze the mitzvah. But to be over on baltosif, right, you have to have kavana, dafka. And therefore, you don't have kavana. Even this man of mitzvah, you need kavana, according to Rav Gamliel. Well, see, the way Rashi learns is difficult. There's a different gears over here. But according to this gears, this Rashi explains this away. So in a completely different gears, the opposite. You'll see in a second. To Rashi first. So it comes out that the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rav Gamliel is whether mitzvah srichas kavana or not, and if Shabbos is, everybody holds Shabbos is man tefillin, and therefore the only reason you're allowed to carry, to wear them, is because you're mekayim a mitzvah, and that makes it not carrying. But if you'd wear them as a beggar, not l'shei mitzvah, exactly what you consider carrying according to this. So you have to wear it l'shei mitzvah. That's what's it. Rashi, let's see Rashi. Tanakhama sover Shabbos man tefillin hu, u'mishum hatzol elo mishra b'rabon and tfei min ha-mitzvah. The Rabbanim were matter you to save the tefillin more than the mitzvah. You're allowed to put on tefillin, the shei mitzvah on Shabbos. So put it on the shei mitzvah.